KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies. It's 2 degrees below zero. We're actually warming up a bit. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 18. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, the Iowa Department of Transportation reports that Interstate 35 from Ames to the Minnesota state line continues to be blocked this morning. The department also reported that several other highways in the northern half of the state remain closed to travelers because of road conditions or blockages by vehicles. The heavy snow Saturday into Sunday reached 15 inches high at Buffalo Center, with 11 inches at Ventura and 8 inches in Mason City. Here in Atlantic, we picked up 6 inches of new snowfall from Saturday evening through early Sunday morning. The cold weather has lingered as well. The National Weather Service has issued wind chill advisories for northern Iowa, where it was minus 2 in Mason City this morning. And the Iowa Department of Transportation reports not much change in road conditions from our report last hour. Most of the roads in the immediate area around Atlantic and portions of southwest Iowa are partially covered with a mixture of snow, ice, and a little bit of drifting as well. Also varying ramp conditions from the interstate. The road Highway 6 from about the Griswold turnoff over to Interstate 29, the 680 split, or the Interstate 8029 split there, is still completely covered. There are several other roadways that remain travel unadvised, and that includes Interstate 80 from the 680 split to I-29 and I-29. You can check out the complete latest reports on 511IA.org or by calling 511 and do so before you have any travel plans for today. Elsewhere in the news, police in Creston Saturday morning arrested 22-year-old Ryan Jason Parmenter of Creston. He was taken into custody on an outside agency warrant for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Parmenter was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting extradition to the Polk County Jail. Classes at CAM are canceled for today, but the CAM School Board is still slated to meet this evening at the High School Media Center. During the 6:30 p.m. meeting, the board will consider approval of early retirement applications, a vocational rehab service delivery plan, granting permission to request bids for mowing services for this summer, and consider granting permission to request bids for a school vehicle. The board will also set the date for a public hearing on the 2019-2020 school calendar, changes to the 2019-2020 calendar, and take action on open enrollment applications, any resignations or contracts. After the school board adjourns their regular meeting, they'll hold an exempt session, or closed session, if you will, for the purpose of contract negotiations. Taking a look at the latest list of school cancellations this morning, many of the area schools have canceled classes for today. A handful are running 2 hours late. There are two-hour late starts at Creston, Lenox, Orient Maxburg, and Southwest Valley. No school today for Atlantic, ACGC, AHSDW, and Audubon. Classes are canceled at CAM, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Baird, Denison, East Mills, Exira EHK, Fremont Mills, and Griswold. No school today for IKM Manning, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools. Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Nottoway Valley, Panorama, Red Oak, Riverside, Schleswig. Also no classes today in Stanton, Trainer, Underwood, West Central Valley, West Harrison, and Woodbine. No Little Lambs preschool today. Also no child watch for the Atlantic Jack and Jill preschool at the YMCA in Atlantic. And Atlantic Head Start is closed for today. Also, there are no morning fitness classes at the Nishna Valley Y. In state news, a Marion man has been arrested after police say he took pictures of women dressing in an Eastern Iowa college locker room. Police say 25-year-old Jeffrey Pospisil was arrested Friday and charged with invasion of privacy. The investigation began when students at Cornell College reported seeing a cell phone held in an open doorway leading to the locker room. Students alerted a coach who found Pospisil in the area. Pospisil, who was an employee with a business that provides custodial service for the college, told police he'd only been texting on the phone, but a search of the phone found more than 100 images taken in the locker room as students were either fully or partially naked. Pospisil was fired from his job and has been banned from the college. Sunday was the 50th anniversary of an historic U.S. Supreme Court ruling on student free speech rights that was sparked by three students from Iowa. In December of 1965, Mary Beth and John Tinker, along with a friend, wore black armbands to school in Des Moines to protest the Vietnam War. John Tinker said the black armbands had been worn as a symbol of mourning for centuries.
It's a silent, non-disruptive symbol, and so we thought it fit what we were trying to do very well.
The Tinker siblings and their friend were sent home and threatened with expulsion for wearing the armbands. The parents of the three teens sued on their behalf, and for years later, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled a student's right to free expression doesn't end, quote, at the schoolhouse gate. Tinker says it's a landmark case.
Declared that students in the public schools are persons under the law and are endowed with their First Amendment rights.
Tinker and his sister were featured in a day-long event at the State Historical Building last Friday. More than 200 Iowa students attended. There was a national live stream discussion with students in other states as well.
Having stood up for what we believed way back then about the war in Vietnam, and having the courts vindicate us, I think that helps the students today understand that if they've thought about an issue and if they feel strongly about it, that they do have the right to speak out, and I encourage them to do that.
Tinker and another high school student were 15 years old when they wore the black armbands to school to protest the Vietnam War. His younger sister, Mary Beth, also wore an armband to school. She was 13 and in junior high. John and Mary Beth Tinker will speak at Iowa State University this evening, at the University of Iowa Tuesday night, and at Drake University on Wednesday night. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet at 5:15 this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. And during the meeting, the Board will act on a resolution approving contracts and bonds before discussing the Park Director's position. The Board is also expected to make a decision with regard to the position soon afterward. You may recall the Park Director's position became vacant when former Director Seth Stasselm submitted his resignation to take another position with the City of Marion in eastern Iowa. In other business, the Parks Board will receive an update on the Schulberg Development Project. Repair of the East Ridge Park washout in the community gardens at Millette Park, which is at the east end of 3rd Street Place. A report or update is also expected with regard to the Sunnyside Ice Rink. Police say they're investigating the shooting of a 20-year-old man in Cedar Rapids as a homicide. Police spokesman Greg Bulow said that Tenacious Harris died Sunday morning at a Cedar Rapids hospital. Harris was found wounded Tuesday evening in a vehicle near Franklin Middle School in Cedar Rapids. No arrests have been reported. California Senator and presidential candidate Kamala Harris said Midwesterners who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 want the 2020 presidential race to be a mature conversation about addressing the hard economic realities they're confronting.
People want to talk about real issues, and they don't want to talk about it through the lens of political talk and partisanship and from an ideological perspective.
And Harris made campaign stops in central and eastern Iowa this past weekend. On Sunday in Davenport, Harris told a crowd she's a former prosecutor who will be able to make a case against Trump. On Saturday in Des Moines, she accused Trump of vilifying immigrants rather than offering a plan to boost wages for working people in America.
The president has been spewing a lot of misinformation, and which has been corrected by officials of his own government. And so this is a moment where the American public deserves to hear the truth and wants to hear the truth. And be it in the primary or in the general, that is my intention, which is to speak the truth.
Harris said immigrants are a benefit and not a drain on the economy, and she supports a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
There's a lot of work we have to do to restore American values and ideals in terms of how we do public policy on so many issues, including immigration.
Two other candidates who entered the 2020 presidential race last month were in Iowa this weekend as well, including Julian Castro, the former mayor of San Antonio, who criticized Trump's immigration policy during an appearance in Denison. Castro says additional investment in border security is appropriate, but separating children from parents crossing the border to seek political asylum is wrong. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard campaigned in Des Moines, criticizing what she called regime change wars and suggesting the U.S. is on the brink of a new Cold War.
Take those trillions of dollars we're spending on these wars and bring them here to invest in our people, to serve their needs.
A few Democrats who might enter the 2020 race were in Iowa this weekend, too. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett sounds like he's made the decision to run.
I've got a different set of experiences than a lot of people that have run for this job before. I've been a school superintendent, I've been in business, I've been a lawyer, and now I've been in the Senate for 10 years.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio made stops in Sioux City and Des Moines, saying he's not ruling out a run for the White House.
We have to have a progressive as our nominee. We also have to have a nominee that is believable as a leader in such an important position.
De Blasio advised fellow Democrats to quit taking the bait from Donald Trump and present a clear, unapologetic, progressive message to voters. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.